This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to Issues of the Environment. It was last month the Ann Arbor Historic District Commission approved a request from city officials to demolish some blighted buildings that sit on the municipally owned property at 415 West Washington. Pretty typical in government operations, but here's the catch. A nearly century-old chimney on that property serves as home to a group of birds that are categorized as a near-threatened species. In fact, according to the North American Breeding Bird Survey, the chimney swift population have declined 72% over the past 50 years and continue to decline at a rate of 2.5% annually. Development versus habitat preservation, even if it's an old rundown chimney. My guest this morning is strongly in favor of preserving that chimney in Ann Arbor. Kathy Tyson is conservation chair for the Washtenaw Audubon Society and a local veterinarian. And thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you, David. I'm glad to be here.
Well, Ann Arbor City Council, along these lines, provided the Audubon Society and you personally and the chimney swift some rather good news early Tuesday morning, didn't it?
Indeed, they did. Legislation was passed that was co-sponsored by Ann Bannister, Jack Eaton, and the mayor, directing the city administrator to evaluate the chimney as a standalone structure. The city already has permission to demolish all the structures on the site, but they are agreeing to now look separately at the chimney and the possibilities that it can be renovated or salvaged for chimney swift roosting.
And this is something your organization has been asking for quite some time. So I want to kind of take a step back and see how we got to this place. How many birds, how many chimney swifts call that place home based on your last count?
Well, let me clear up a little misconception. They don't call it home. This chimney is a roosting chimney. So chimney swifts spend the winter in South America. When they return to Ann Arbor, usually in late March or early April, they roost all together in a large industrial chimney. They do that in order to keep each other warm on those still chilly nights. Then they break off into monogamous pairs, one chimney swift nest to a chimney. So these would be in residential chimneys. Then they use the roost again in the fall in order to, again, keep warm, gather in a flock, and then move on. So probably in that large industrial chimney, you might have two or three pairs of nesting swifts that are there year-round, plus an assortment of juveniles or non-breeding adults. But the main use for that chimney is migratory, so it'd be spring and fall. And fall is when we see this incredible spectacle of chimney swifts just tornadoing into the chimney right at dusk, which is a spectacle, an urban spectacle that we certainly feel we'd like to preserve.
One would assume that these birds didn't always use chimneys as a nesting or roosting place, but then again, they are called chimney swifts. So is this an adaptation to natural habitat loss?
It is. They were originally called American swifts, and they roosted in hollowed-out old-growth trees. Around the early 1900s, most of the old-growth trees were gone, certainly hollowed-out ones. Landscape practices today don't even allow for dead trees to stand. Most of them are taken down. So having lost that bit of habitat, they adapted to an urban lifestyle and to living in abandoned industrial chimneys, and so their name changed to chimney swift. The bird is unique in that it's an aerial insectivore, so its body is very streamlined. It's like a cigar with long wings, very tiny feet, and a very short tail. So this is a bird that cannot even sit on a branch like a regular songbird. The bird lives almost its entire life on the wing. So all day long, all these chimney swifts are cruising over Ann Arbor. They eat about a third of their weight in insects every day. And then they return to the roost or the nesting chimney at night. And they have to use their feet to cling to the inside of the chimney. And they use their tail as a prop. So they are very, very specialized in what kind of habitat they can use. And they are now chimney specialists because the old growth trees are gone.
Should any resident have concern that a chimney swift has taken residence at their home?
No, they should not. And in fact, those birds are protected under the Federal Migratory Bird Treaty Act. So if you have a chimney swift in your home, it is actually illegal to harass or remove the nest. They carry no diseases. They do make a kind of chittering sound, which some people might mistake for other undesirable wildlife. But essentially, if you'll give them about 3 weeks, they'll make their nest, lay their eggs, and then get those babies on the move. So you are very lucky indeed if you have chimney swifts in your chimney. Again, it's a near-threatened species, so it's a wonderful opportunity to contribute to the growth of the population. And again, it is illegal to remove chimney swifts from your chimney. Unfortunately... Oh, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I have to remind folks that they're listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with the Conservation Chair for the Washtenaw Audubon Society, Kathy Tyson, and her organization Desire to Preserve an Old Chimney in Ann Arbor that serves as home to some 1,400 chimney swifts at times, and quite a spectacle, as she has mentioned, in the skies, if you've had opportunity to see it. Listen, I don't think, Kathy, that anybody wants to see a near-threatened species become endangered and then possibly extinct, but there are plenty of people unfamiliar with the plight of the chimney swift, unengaged with the protection efforts, and unaware that it's an issue that hits right home in Washtenaw County. So why should the greater general population care about this relatively small group of birds?
This is a bird that used to be incredibly numerous. Think of the passenger pigeon. Now, 98% of the chimney swifts live in the eastern part of the United States. They've already gone to endangered species status in Canada. And again, remember what they do. They eat a third of their weight in insects every day. Nature has already given us a non-toxic way to remove insects from our environment. I think we would all agree that that's better than sprays or hybridized plants, things like that, that aren't natural solutions. Also, I think, particularly in an urban environment, we have generations of children now growing up separated from the natural world and from natural spectacle. This is a situation where you could literally take your children out at dusk in the fall and have them watch this natural spectacle, learn about the life cycle of birds and how they fit in with our comings and goings. So if we're losing chimney swifts, we're losing a valuable insect removal service for our communities. And we're removing a valuable educational resource.
Well, once again, City Council has authorized the city administrator to explore the structural integrity of this chimney and whether it can be preserved as a part of that property. And what is going to be the next step in your partnership now with the city in trying to get it accomplished that it can stand and it will stay for the future?
Well, our hope is that from the outside, it looks as if it might be very salvageable. So our hope is that it will not be too terribly expensive. Our job will then be, we've committed to the city to begin to raise funds for this effort. Obviously, the city has not allocated this in the budget, and some taxpayers may not wish to pay for that, and that's fine. Our organization wants to partner with other organizations, the Huron Valley Sierra Club, private donors, perhaps private businesses in Ann Arbor. We want to try to raise the money not only to bring the chimney up to standard so that the city is comfortable that it's safe, but also to maintain it and perhaps put up some educational signage, maybe work in some Ann Arbor public school programs for children around that site, just provide a natural history site, which is going to take some money and we'll be involved in that fundraising. But we think this is something very, very special and unique that Ann Arbor has. And it is absolutely worth preserving. I did want to point out there's another city in Michigan that has a similar situation. In Farmington, Michigan, there is a place called the Old Winery owned by a private individual. And it was determined that their chimney, their old chimney, was being used by Swiss. The Detroit Audubon Society partnered with them to do some minor repairs and maintenance. They now have the largest chimney swift roost in all of North America. And that's done through a cooperative effort between a private business and Detroit Audubon Society. So it's very, very possible to save these chimneys, and they can become the source of festivals or educational entertainment in the fall. I know the one in Farmington, they have a festival around the returning of the Swifts in the fall, and it's a community event in Farmington, and we would hope to see the same sort of thing in Ann Arbor on a smaller scale.
Well, that's still some grand plans, but now the work begins. So thank you very much for the time, and we'll follow along as you make your way through.
Thank you so much, David.
That is Kathy Tyson, a local veterinarian and conservation chair for the Washtenaw Audubon Society. Issues of the Environment is a regular Wednesday feature and is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner. You can access our Issues of the Environment archive at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.